Hey everybody, welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week, an antagonist showed up in the last 5 minutes of the episode. All of them.
You mean in Ghost or in Rider Club Radio?
I guess you'll have to wait until the end of the episode to find out.
Is Tomas going to be in this episode? Wait until the hour mark.
Tomas is your antagonist?
Well, who else is the antagonist of Rider Club Radio? John Toei?
The antagonist of Rider Club Radio is everyone who listens to more than one episode and decides we're shit. This week, we watch Kamen Rider Ghost episode 34, Animal Sentai Juojur episode 17, and Amazon's episode 9. So join us on a magical journey where we bitch about a children's show. Let's hear about Ghost, Liam.
Okay, so this week Igor is giving people... Remember Igor?
Who? He's
giving, yeah, I know. Think back deep into the past for the villain named Igor. He's giving people bracelets that drop them into a dream world where all their wildest dreams come true.
And, I hate this episode.
Okay, let's talk about this later.
Okay.
Takeru is waiting for his time to be up. The clock hasn't been reset or anything like that. It keeps going. He's still a ghost. He's got like 37 days left or something like that. It's still going. The Ganmisers have to be beaten before another wish can be made. That's the thing. The Ganmisers are like the guardians of the wishes, and they didn't... I guess they just weren't awake the first time it happened, but now they're awake, and they don't want anyone making any wishes. So they have to beat the Ganmisers if they want to make any more wishes and save Takeru's life. So that's like the stakes right now. There's a professor, and his brother has been given one of these wristbands, the dreamy wristbands, so he comes to the investigation Ghost Society, and he says, "I need your help!" And, both of the brothers Grimm possess him, but that's not important.
I hate this show.
He's like, you gotta come help me, find my brother. And so they go to the warehouse where the bracelets are, and they get bracelets, and they lie down, and they go into the dream world, and Ghost, like, ghosts into the dream world? He doesn't fall asleep? Which changes something. So they all experience their wildest dreams. They eat a bunch of takoyaki, and there's a lot of science and girls. And Takeru shakes them all up.
Not girls.
Canon.
Sisters.
I want to talk about that later.
I do too.
I'm going to get really deep into that later.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what Makoto was thinking too.
Oh!
So the Ganma appear in this dream world, and Takeru fights them off because the other ones, since they fell asleep, I guess they can't use their belts, but Takeru can because he's actually there. He teleported there. He, like, ghosted there, whereas everyone else is just there with their brain. I think that's the logic behind it.
Who cares?
So he's there, and they fight a Ganma. There's a big inconsequential fight, and they fight the Ganma, and then the Ganma start fucking with Onari, and then Necrom and Spectre wake up, and they help Onari. But that doesn't really matter either, because they find the professor, and he's all like, "Oh, I'm a bug catcher." His wildest dream is to be a bug catcher. He wants to be a bug catcher. He's like, "Oh, we gotta get him back," and the Brothers Grimm start arguing. And then Igor shows up with a bunch more Ganma, and Ghost can't use Grateful Soul because the Brothers Grimm are arguing. So they go out of his shins, and this is a big problem, apparently. And then a Ganmiser shows up, and then he uses Infinity Soul, and he blows up... He's gonna blow up the Ganmiser. He gets all started up to blow up the Ganmiser, and then the episode ends. So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider Ghost episode 34?
I hated it, Liam. What did you think?
I loved it. It was so bad. It might have been the worst episode of anything.
Yeah, it didn't... It wasn't even, like, funny bad. It was... I laughed once.
I laughed
at canon.
Let's address the elephant in the room. I want to talk about canon real quick. So they go into the dream world, and Makoto's...
Oh, wait, before we get to that...
Okay.
Before we get to the meat of the episode, I want to address how fucking stupid this episode is in general.
Oh, the whole thing is nonsense from start to finish.
Like, they show up to this place and they're like, "Oh, these wristbands are making everyone sleep." What's the solution to that, Liam? What do you do?
You put on a wristband.
No, you take their fucking wristbands off.
No, you put on a fucking wristband. You join them.
I'm like,
"Oh, look, these people are gonna sleep until they're dead? Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Everyone puts one on."
Yeah, maybe that was just, like, the best way to commit suicide, to not being Kamen Rider Ghost anymore.
Now, here's the thing about this episode. I did a little research. I watched this episode, and I was like, this cannot be written by, like, it's a black sheep, even for this series. It's totally out there. It's completely crazy. Whoever wrote it didn't give a shit. It's written by a fellow named Nobuhiro Mori, who was a secondary writer on Oz and Gaim. And
really?
He did some little bit of O's, a little bit of Gaim. And some movies. He wrote our favorite movie, Gaim Gaiden Baron, in which two adults commit suicide on screen with pills and hanging themselves.
So maybe this was a suicide attempt.
So I think he sat down and he was like, you know, fuck it, I wrote some of Gaim. I'm just gonna fuck around with this. I'm just gonna have fun with it, because it is complete schlock. It's total nonsense.
It's absolute shit. I wouldn't even say it's schlock, because schlock can be entertaining.
I was entertained by this episode.
I was not entertained. I was angry.
I want to talk about canon. There's a part where Makoto, his wildest dream is to be surrounded by clones of his sister.
And they're all wearing fetish outfits.
She's dressed up as like a sexy maid, and like a stewardess, and a nurse, and a pirate.
And he's a man like, with a mustache.
And he's like, oh my god, so many cannons.
Makoto has some deep fucking problems, man.
That was Freudian, is what that was. This is the deepest episode of Ghost.
This is a children's show, right? And his greatest dream is to fuck his sister while she wears a bunch of different outfits.
Who is also underage, might I remind you.
Yeah.
Just she's another
underage
layer.
And his sister...
I don't know.
He wants a room full of them wearing different outfits.
I don't know what the age of consent is in whatever prefecture he's from, but she's definitely
pretty
under
sure
18.
It's frowned upon to be fucking your sister, regardless of where you're from.
I'm like 62% certain in Japan it's a taboo to have sex with your sister. Not sure though.
There's this phenomena in Japanese culture called a brother complex or a sister complex, which is treated as completely normal. And from all context clues I've been able to be given about this subject through anime, tokusatsu, manga...
The ultimate lens into Japanese culture, yes.
At least the brother complex and the sister complex means that you really want to fuck your brother or sister. But it's totally okay because you don't. That's what I'm led to believe about this.
So Makoto has a real bad case of sister complex, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
There's another complex that they talk about, the Oedipus complex.
Yeah, where you want to have sex with your mother.
I'm just saying, when you put complex at the end of something, it doesn't just mean that you like them a whole lot. Maybe you like them a whole lot with your genitals.
I could go on about how, the only character trait Makoto has is that he likes canon, or the only character trait that Necron has is that
joke?
He eats takoyaki. I don't know, we've said it all before. I think maybe this writer knows it, and he's just fucking about. I really think he's just fucking around with this episode.
It
seems like
it.
Bravo, if that was your intention.
I mean, I understand why they had to go in the dream world. But it's like... if you need to have a sex scene in a movie and, like, the girl trips and her vagina falls on the guy's penis. It's too much coincidence. It's too much not thinking. It's terrible writing.
Well, nobody's thinking when they sit down to write Ghost.
Oh,
I bet this
God.
Was in this guy's contract. They're like, we're going to pull you back at any time in the next 3 years. And he was like, oh, I'm sure they won't do that. And then they pulled him back. And he was like, all right, I need, like, a... give me, like, a bullet point for this series. Just let me write a random-ass episode. All right,
guy likes his sister. Guy likes takoyaki. Girl likes science. Go.
Bam. Let's hand him the episode where the main character uses the final form for the first time. Fuck it.
Think about the black mark that's going to be on this series from this episode.
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
when he transformed to his final form? Oh.
Yeah, this one really bad episode. The one blemish on Ghost's spotless record. Oh, it's there forever.
Ghost is immaculate. Most other episodes I get some real enjoyment out of. Like, there's even this big goofy... real enjoyment is in fake enjoyment, because it's terrible and I'm laughing at it.
Like, ironic enjoyment.
But there's even a point in this episode where Onari scribbles on Alan's face with a marker for zero reason. He doesn't even, like... he doesn't even say, I don't like this guy, I'm gonna scribble on his face.
He goes for Alan, yeah.
Yeah, he just does it, and that's supposed to be comedy.
Alan is a very serious character, so when he's got marker on his face...
Is he?
I mean, I think he is when he's not eating takoyaki.
It's his whole personality now. He, like, says sagely things, and he eats takoyaki, and he smiles serenely. That's his whole personality now.
That's like two more personality traits than Takeru has, so...
yeah, Takeru's personality is he's everybody's favorite person.
He's the best. Oh, we love him. Everybody get in the Takeru
potential.
Prayer circle.
He's the infinite potential of all humanity. You know that, right?
He's
right.
The sage is talking to him while he's in the room, and he's like, "God, Takeru, you're just so fucking great. Oh, you're so you're the hope of humanity."
He gives this speech to Urasen about how, like, he's humanity's infinite potential, and like, if the camera would move slightly, Takeru is standing less than a foot away from him. They were almost touching.
He's like they're all trying to score brownie points because they think he's going to become God at the end of this thing or something.
Like, maybe. No, Takeru, I like you best.
Hey, remember me.
Also, what pissed me off more than anything, the whole, like, going into the dream world shit for no reason is what pissed me off the most. But what pissed me off second most was Makoto and Alan finally see the old sage. And they're finally like, holy shit, it's Magistrate Aedith.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, jump down to talk to him, and he's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, all right.
If he's lying, he's a pretty good liar.
Are you fucking brain dead?
I think it's not him.
He just said, it's not me, and they're like, okay. Even if it isn't him, they didn't even give any evidence.
I guess it's not him.
He looks exactly like him.
His denial seems very sincere.
He's an old ghost man that has white hair and the same exact face.
Would that face ever lie or obfuscate facts or anything?
Never.
Never. Ever.
Never.
Ever. Just like Krim. Never lie to you.
You know what's gonna fucking blow my ass out of my asshole later on in this series?
What?
When they're like, oh my god, kids, the old sage is Aedith all along.
If they actually pull that and pretend it's like a spoiler, I'm gonna be pissed. If he's not, that's fine. If he is, I'm gonna be upset.
Like, if
chair.
He's Aedith's, like, shitty brother who, like, went off to college and got high all the time, that's fine. Because this is what he looks like.
Yeah,
I can live with that. But if he's actually Aedith, I am going to shit my soul out. I'm going to be so angry.
Make sure you have a blank icon handy.
I never want to hear about this show again once it's over, Liam.
Yeah, we'll make a pact as soon as it's done. Never, ever talk about it, ever.
Anytime somebody writes in and mentions Ghost, we're going to read the email but not say Ghost in it.
What did you guys think about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You should have written something there.
Okay, well, here's my take on the dream world, okay? It sucks. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
Oh,
it has no place in this series. It comes out of completely nowhere. I like it because it is Showa as fuck. Can you imagine, like, I can see, like, an episode of Kamen Rider Black RX or Super One or something where the Crisis Empire gets together and builds a dream world to throw all the children of Japan in or something, and they gotta go in there and get them out and destroy
you know
the tank
the
beetle monster.
Would be?
What?
The difference would be our hero would be fighting the monsters in order to save these people. He would succeed, destroy the dream world, and then the villains would have been like, Kamen Rider!
Onore!
And then we would have all got to go home happy. Instead,
and there would have been a nice little scene in a cafe, maybe, where he eats a chocolate.
Instead, this is supposed to be the introduction of Ghost's final form.
I can't
Ghost
get over...
Ghost doesn't rescue anyone. As a matter of fact, he puts himself in the same fucking situation.
Okay, no, he ghosts in.
Apparently
they can all leave whenever they want, because they just... When Onari's in trouble, they just wake up.
Yeah, what the fuck was... There's no explanation. Nothing in this series has an explanation.
This episode, I swear to God, the writer is better than this, I think. Maybe he was constantly trying to drag the other shows down. I really think he's just dicking about. I think he's having a laugh. And he's done a good job.
This episode made me angry. Legit.
I
didn't
get
any enjoyment out of it. I laughed at one thing. I just don't remember what it is now.
I chortle regularly at Ghost nowadays. I haven't been able to get over for like a week how limp and just terrible in general the introduction of Infinity Soul is, or Infinite Soul, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh my god, yeah.
That should have been like a 3-4 episode arc. Have Ghost die, and then they'll be like, oh, the Ganma will invade Japan, and there's Ganma marching in the streets, and all the government officials are replaced by ghost doubles, doppelgangers, and no one can do anything about it.
You don't need to go this far.
Well, I think, like, have something dire happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, have everyone in dire straits, everyone's in the deep shit.
don't have it be something that's already happened before.
Maybe,
either.
Yeah, if you're going to do something, like, I like the idea of him dying and returning. Don't do it twice.
No.
Like, but have it be, like, more, I wouldn't even mind if it was really just like, oh, it's the dreams of all your friends that bring you back. Just do it right. Just do it good. Just have, like, a good scene. Like, a proper scene that's got some, like, gravitas and good
corny
music.
Shit,
and
corny shit can work.
Yeah.
You just have to frame it correctly. Like, there's a part in the Kamen Rider Double movie, A to Z, Gaia Memory of Fate, where, like, Kamen Rider is losing against Eternal. Spoilers, I guess.
Spoilers, wow.
And everybody in the city is watching this fight. And they all start screaming Kamen Rider. And there's this swelling music. And it was corny as fuck.
You have to frame it properly.
But it was amazing.
Context,
I love that moment.
Not content, is the important thing. It's an art. And I understand it's hard to do.
Kamen Rider's done it before.
Yeah,
in the
they
past.
Have.
Many, many, many times. Like, Kamen Rider is corny as fuck most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's still ridiculously enjoyable because of the context.
Yeah. Like, there has to be some sort of stake. I hate the Ganmizers with all of my heart. I hate them.
Yeah, but not for the reason they're trying to get
not
you
like,
to hate
not
them.
Like, oh, those Ganmizer villains. It's like, oh, I sure wish they weren't in the show. They suck.
Yeah. What fucking purpose? Like, it's like a shonen anime.
They're just a bunch of bland, flat robots.
It's like a shonen anime because the power level creep happened way too fucking fast and all the villains are too weak to fight ghosts now.
So you gotta have something. Why not have characters? Hey, how about have Ghost fight characters? Have Adele step in himself. Maybe keep Gyro and give him an actual personality.
Yeah. Speaking of no characters, Gyro sort of shows up again in this episode, except it's just an empty suit of armor.
It's one of those, what are they called? The Eternal, or that Gamma?
The Ultima.
Ultima, it's one of the Ultimas.
Yeah, it's just an Ultima Gamma.
Yeah, it might have been Gyro.
Yeah, up until this point, the Ultima Gamma has always been used by someone who's named, who's extremely highly ranked.
Yeah, so that was definitely
But now it's
Gyro.
Just a guy.
No, it was Gyro.
It was Gyro. He spoke no words and died yet again.
Yeah. I can't... They hyped that. They released a press that, Seiji Takayua is going to have a face roll in Kamen Rider.
Two
Whoa.
Episodes.
Two episodes. Fucking idiots.
Oh my god. I hate Ghost so much.
It's such a great show.
It's like... There are Rider series that I've watched that legit I hated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there were Rider series that I watched that I just didn't like. Like, I just didn't like Wizard. I didn't hate it. I just didn't like it.
Okay.
Because it was boring.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Ghost. It's so insulting. Like, it makes me angry.
I don't know if I hate it as much as you do as a show.
It's only because of this episode, is what's making me say this. Normally, I just don't care.
Dude, this dude, no, what's his name? Nobuhiro Mori, he did his job. He's trying to piss everybody off.
It worked, man.
He's like, I'm gonna make this so they never ask me to come back again.
His hateful reach made it all the way across the fucking ocean and touched me, so...
You crossed the Pacific with your fuckery.
Congratulations.
You got this Texan to hate you.
Fun fact, I'm not actually from Texas.
Oh, don't spoil it.
I spoiled it for everybody. Liam's not actually from Canada. He lives in Guatemala.
That's true. Don't tell him the truth.
Now no one will know what the fuck is the truth and what isn't.
Just keep shuffling it up. I'll be Jeff next episode.
It's not like some people won't even notice. Some people legit get us mixed up somehow.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's probably because they don't care. I can't blame them.
That's true.
This episode sucked. Liam got a lot of enjoyment out of how bad it was. I did not.
That's a shame. That's the verdict.
It's because I watched Ghost last this time. Maybe I should start watching it first again.
I always watch Ghost last.
Because I had watched two shows that were real good, and then I watched a show that was real bad.
Well, what can you do?
I could stop watching it.
No.
Oh.
Remember the contract.
I did sign in blood.
You signed in your blood and the blood of all your family.
If I don't continue watching Ghost, they will kill my mother. So
they've got her at the Rider Club Radio compound.
Haven't seen her in 8 months. I don't think I have anything else to say about Ghost.
Yeah, me either.
Like, a new Ganmizer shows up in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is a running theme in this week, is that an enemy shows up in the last 5 minutes.
I guess they're going to kill it? Are all the Ganmizers of equal strength, or...
I don't care.
Here's how they should have done Ghosts.
You should get somebody else on this show, man. Like, every time you ask me a question about Ghosts, I just say I don't care.
I think maybe if they're going to do Ultima, or if they're going to do Infinite Soul. Have it be the last Ganmizer that he takes out. If you have to have the Ganmizers, have it be, like, they're really having trouble with them. There's this one last Ganmizer.
This is the third Ganmizer.
Yeah, there's this one last Ganmizer that they can't take out, and Ghost, he's, like, super strong and kills Ghost. Ganmas take over the world, and then he comes back as triumphant return from the prayers of everyone. It's, like, this heavenly, angelic chorus, and he fucks everybody up. There you go. I gave you a framework.
That's what would happen in a good series, Liam.
Yeah, I know.
Instead, we're watching Ghost.
We're watching Ghost.
Seriously, the best Ghost has been pretty good. The whole, like, his first death was a really great episode. I like that a lot.
That was a great episode. That was the height. You peaked at episode 12. Yeah.
Besides that, it's been passable at points.
If you're listening to this and you're not watching Ghost, watch episode 12 and then just... picture how the rest of the show is. It'll be better in your head.
Was it episode 12?
I think it was episode 12. I'm 90% sure. It's the one... the one where he gets a boost.
Yeah, it's the boost episode. Find that out.
Just fucking figure it out yourself.
You can find that out on the treasure trove of 100% true tokusatsu information, the Kamen Rider Wiki.
Oh boy. Never been wrong.
I love the Kamen Rider Wiki.
10 years running, no falsehoods.
For all the wrong reasons, I love the Kamen Rider Wiki.
You notice that everything on the Kamen... like, everything is a reference to them.
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
Even vaguely. If, like, a character says the word "the," they'd be like, when this character says "the," that's a reference to the SpongeBob SquarePants episode where they also say the word "the."
It's like...
you might not have caught that.
This Rider character was blue and also was slightly faster than a human being. This is a reference to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Clearly this is what the writers were going for.
It's not just because they like the color blue or anything. All blue characters are a reference to Sonic the Hedgehog, it's true. Yeah,
that's true. I can't believe they have such a blatant Sonic ripoff with the photo.
Like, reading the ancient Indian folktale, the Ramayana... uh-huh. There's a guy named Rama in it. He's a fucking Sonic ripoff. He's blue.
My God. That's shameless.
Why did those ancient Indians rip this shit off?
I'm sick of this fan fiction.
The Kamen Rider Wiki, everyone. Go read it.
Go read it. Just hit random page and you'll have a night.
Random page will lead you to the shit that, like, no one has touched in years. It's just complete falsehood from beginning to end.
Have you seen some of the translations, like, just the episode, like, read an episode summary of, like, a random show like Kamen Rider Black RX or something.
Yeah, pick an older one.
Pick an older one, read an episode summary. It is the brokenest English.
Yeah, it's written by somebody who
no one cares.
English is, like, their fourth or fifth language. They're, like, running all their... they're, like, typing in whatever language and running it through Google Translate and just pasting it onto the wiki.
Well, it works.
It's hilarious.
It's a fun show.
You know, it's sad that so many people put a ton of effort into that wiki, but there's no fact-checking.
Yeah, there's not much.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, when Jeff said the phrase, "it doesn't matter," in Rider Club Radio episode 60-whatever, that was a reference to...
The Rock.
That was a reference
Dwayne
to The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You might not
have... it actually was a reference to him, so fuck
I don't believe you.
You. It was.
I don't believe
rewind
you're thinking
the tape,
about
motherfucker.
Dwayne Johnson.
We have to say about Ghost.
Yeah, let's talk about news.
What happened in the news this week, Liam?
So there was a press conference this week about the double billing Kamen Rider Ghost and Juojo movies coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some details on it. Everyone was on stage. All the Juojos, all the Ghosts. Ghost Infinity was there, and Makoto's dad was there. And he is going to be Kamen Rider Zero Spectre in the movie.
What?
Yeah, and also Dark Ghost is trying to create the ultimate icon. I think when you put 100 together, it makes the ultimate icon. Those are the details that we got.
Dark Ghost is also played by the daughter from The Sound of Music.
He is, for a character named Dark Ghost with a really angry visor, he is the... He looks like a baby boy.
He looks like a baby girl.
He looks like a baby girl who found, like, a weird white military dress in his mom's closet. And was like, I'm gonna be a ghost man.
He's going to, like, the fucking prom in his prom dress.
Oh my god. Yeah, how is he gonna be threatening? How is this guy gonna be threatening?
Well, he's got an angry visor. That'll be threatening.
Make sure you hide his face all the time.
Also,
I prefer a Bujin Gaim thing to this, where they just don't show him untransform. If he's gonna be shit, don't ever untransform him.
Absolutely. Like, a villain needs... maybe it's just like a Japanese trope of some sort. It happens in Kamen Rider sort of often, where this really threatening villain looks like a little waifish boy.
Yep.
And they look like if you, like,
just like the dude
fanned
from...
them real hard, they'd fall to pieces.
Just like Daguva.
Yeah.
Or Daguva, just some dude
or
in a dress
Alan.
Shirt. Alan. Yeah.
It's much more threatening when somebody like Javert comes out, who at least looks like he could fucking handle himself, and he
Javert,
looks kind of evil.
Who looks like he's over 20.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like he's graduated from high school.
I miss when the villains
Dark
were...
Ghost looks like he hasn't graduated from preschool.
He looks like two children standing on top of each other under the suit. Two little kindergartners.
He looks like he should be guest appearing in Ghost as somebody named Hiroshi.
Little Hiroshi-kun. Oh god. If his name was Hiroshi, I would shit an entire brick house. But he's playing someone named Argos, unfortunately.
Whatever. He's a Ganma man. He's wearing a Ganma outfit.
I think they should just... With Dark... I wish they would make a good fucking movie. I just wish it would be good. But I want them to... I want them to pull, like, a Darth Vader thing and just have... just he wears a mask. He wears a scary mask, and he's a big, scary man.
I wish they would make a good movie.
Come on, that's a legitimate wish.
It is a legitimate wish, but what does it say about the movies?
They're so low effort.
How? They really are.
Like, Japan lives in an alternate world where the movies are the things that you shit out, and the TV is the one where you actually put effort in. Toei is like this zero mirror world from everyone else.
Speaking of low effort, the, like, Kamen Rider Zero Spectre looks like his jacket came from, like, a fucking fanime convention that you could buy off the rack next to a Goku hoodie.
But look, he's got three horns.
That's one more than Spectre.
That's a Kamen Rider Joker hoodie that you can get at Fan Expo.
Slap it looks that so shit. Bad. It looks like a duct tape prom dress is what it looks like.
I don't think it looks that bad, but it's...
Like, look at the materials it's made out of, and, like, the way it's put together compared to Spectre standing right behind him.
I guess it does look kind of like duct tape.
It just looks like big purple really duct tape. Cheap.
Yeah. It's very shiny.
And he's also wearing Spectre's undersuit and armor with Ghost's chest piece. Just with, like, Spectre's symbol on it.
I think the symbol has three little flames on the eye instead of two. It's tough to tell. It's hard to tell from this
angle.
I'm theorizing
it's so
pretty
low
hard.
Effort.
It's pretty low. It's a movie rider. Of course it's low effort. You got Dark Ghost. You got three Dark Necroms. How can we work a Dark Spectre in there?
Dark Ghost at least has a faceplate that looks alright. This guy's faceplate looks like shit.
It's just a purple specter.
Yeah, kinda. Exactly.
Okay, that's
and
your point.
It just looks terrible. Like, it doesn't stand out in the way the other faceplates do.
Yeah.
Dark Drive, though, motherfucker.
Dark Drive is the gold standard for Dark Riders.
That is an amazing movie suit.
You can tell it's Drive, but it's dark and it's an actual different design. It's very nice.
It's completely different for the most part.
They should all aspire to be like that.
Yeah, and not just Ryuga.
Not just Ryuga. Man, fuck Ryuga. I'm glad
they
relegated
him. Every time I mention Ryuga.
I watch, because you know me, I'm a big fucking bitch. I love Ryuki.
It's true.
The movies, the movie and the TV special are an insult to everyone's intelligence. They're so bad.
You could say that about a lot of Rider movies.
You could say that about any Rider series that you like. The movie is an insult to your intelligence.
There are some that are amazing. Double has amazing movies.
I liked Godspeed Love.
I still haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. It's not great.
The Blade movie, Missing Ace, isn't bad either.
Oh, yeah. I miss the Showa movies that are just extended episodes.
Yeah.
It's just an hour-long episode.
It's an hour-long episode, and they put a lot more effort into, like, special effects and stuff.
Yeah, it's just the plot is 40 minutes instead of 20 minutes. They're going to steal all the test scores from Japan and also China. It's going to take twice as long to fix this shit.
It's just the amount of effort is obvious in these movie suits.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the story might be fine. Actually, no, it won't. It's good. It's going to be shit.
Don't fool yourself.
To be shit.
We'll see, but I'm not hopeful.
The thing is, Dark Ghost's color scheme actually looks pretty damn good.
If I had seen Dark Ghost first,
yeah,
and didn't know that he was just a recolor, I would say, oh, it's a pretty good suit. It's a nice color scheme for it, black and white.
If Spectre wasn't already the same suit,
yeah,
then I don't think it would be. It wouldn't seem this lazy.
And now all the Ghost Riders are just ghosts, except for, I guess, Necrom, who has a scuba.
Yeah, he's a ghost with a scuba mask.
Ghost with a scuba. But, there's a lot of ghosty riders in Ghost. Follows a formula.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, if you use the eye belt, you turn into a certain form.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, that's lazy. With Ghost Everyone... and Spectre, if Spectre was the only other rider in the series, that would be 100% fucking acceptable. I was excited for that at the beginning, if you remember.
I wanted a show that was just Ghost and Spectre and just them in personal conflict the whole time. Have Spectre be the main villain. I'm trying to save my sister. I'm trying to save myself. And they just... That is the driving... I guess you can't really... I don't know if you could really pull that for 50 episodes, but...
I don't know. You could have it change somewhere along the way, but that doesn't necessitate another writer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. It's behind us now.
Yeah, now we have to deal with this.
Now we have to deal with this. That's Ghost's slogan.
What else do we got in news?
Okay, so...
This isn't toy news, is it, Liam?
No, of course not. They revealed this week the Shift... What is it called?
The Shift Ride Crosser.
The Shift Ride Crosser and the... The Shift Heart Ron...
We all heart Ron Weasley.
Shift Heart Ron Weasley. Jeff and I had a long philosophical discussion on why the fuck it was called Ron, and we came to the conclusion that it was because it was a finagling of type Triteron, Shift Triteron, with the screen and everything.
It's the Triteron doodad. It's painted all over.
It's got, like, some flames or something on it.
I don't know. It looks like it just has lines drawn on it.
It's like the Harderon instead of the Triteron.
It's stupid.
It looks a better name. It looks a lot like Shift Triteron.
But it's not.
But fuck, that's it. They just showed a picture of him on some stands. Well, they revealed the toys.
They're toys from the Drive Saga Kamen Rider Mach Kamen Rider Heart film that's coming out soon. The items will be bundled in a special edition of films.
Oh, you gotta buy the DVDs?
Yeah, the Blu-ray and DVD release.
Blu-rays. Those will probably be $250,000,000.
And, of course, you can spend $1,000,000,000 to get the DX Drive Driver.
Of course. The DX Drive Driver can't be that expensive, right?
It's DX.
I hear they overproduced them, and it was really easy to find them cheap for a while.
Maybe. It's weird that, like, in a promotional photo... That there are just fingerprints all over the fucking thing. It's
fucking kids touching all the shit.
It's like, it's covered in fingerprints. You can't even make out the screen.
It's the lighting makes it so obvious, too.
Damn.
Not helping.
No one gives a shit about that, but I noticed.
Just you, Jeff.
I look forward to the Drive Saga Kamen Rider Mach Kamen Rider Heart film. Please be excited.
Please. Maybe it'll be good.
I'm excited to see the fucking... El Topo of Kamen Rider come back.
I hope all Kamen Rider movies are great, but they keep betraying me.
All of them do, for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
It always lets me down. Like, I get excited for... Not anymore, but I used to get excited for the movies coming out.
When you were young and naive.
When I was young and naive last year.
Jeff, do you want to talk about Juoger?
You know, I think we could. We could talk about Animal Sentai Juoger episode 17.
Jeff, what did you think about this episode? It's about a guy who throws cards at people.
I like this episode a lot, but I will say that the guy who throws cards at people seemed sort of tacked on. Like,
really?
It was obvious that the main point of this episode was to introduce Juo the World.
Yeah, I would
and
say...
the whole Card King guy. His plot is still in line with the kind of plots we've gotten before. There's just not as much attention paid to it.
I think... I wouldn't call the Card King plot tacked on. I would say that I have a problem that it has fucking nothing to do with when Juo the World shows up.
Yeah, Juo like, the World is just an insurance policy to make sure that they don't destroy any more of their monster friends.
It's like you get the whole plot, the whole episode, and it's done. You're like, well, that's the end, right? And then here's Juo the World. Here he is. I guess it's like a stinger, like an ending stinger.
His name is Trumpus.
Trumpus escapes.
Yeah, he's gone. And Juo the World uses his unbeatable weapon, a fucking fishing pole.
I must say, if this was revealed before in like a press release or something, I didn't see it. But the guy uses a fucking fishing pole.
Like, I made fun of the stupid ass handgun, literal handgun, that Makoto has in Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 100 times dumber.
It's he uses his unbeatable arsenal, a fishing pole, flashlight. It's all you need. He's a survivalist.
Longtime listener and guy we sort of know, Graham, wrote in and asked, why is Juo the World's changer a boppet? Twist it.
Bop
yeah, it.
He bops the bottom and then he twists it and it turns him into an all alligator.
Why is Alligator the strength form? Why isn't Rhino the strength form?
Rhino's the speed form because Rhino's run.
No, the wolf is the speed form.
Rhino's the run forward form and hit the guy.
Yeah, Rhino's the base form.
Yeah, that's true.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think it's neat that he's got three modes and the way his helmet like flips up for each of them and like a different section of his helmet goes up. I think that's really cool.
That is really cool. His weapon is stupid as fuck and his outfit still looks really stupid.
His weapon is very dumb. And yeah, I love his helmet. I don't like his suit very much.
I like that his suit is like, he's like the Black Ranger, but I hate the torso of his suit so much.
Yeah, because they're selling him as like, he's the black and the gold and the silver ranger all rolled into one.
But he's mostly just not, the Black Ranger.
It does not work in a design philosophy.
No. And he's Zawarudo. That's all I could think about during that.
I'm not gonna make a JoJo joke.
I'm not either.
No, let's refrain. So, yeah, it's he's cool and I love him and I adore him, but his fishing rod is dumb.
Of course you do. He's a huge edgelord.
I just like that. I like that trope that stories sometimes use. I loved it in Gaim, where, like, the first part is like, oh, it's fun and great, and, oh, let's have some adventures, and then you get to, like, episode, you know, 10 or 15, and they're, like, capturing and murdering Jumans and hanging them and chaining them up, and then there's this dude who's just, like, fucking everybody up, and they don't know what to do, and they're like, oh my god, he's actually gonna kill someone.
This shit isn't fun anymore.
It's not fun anymore. It's, shit gets real. It escalates. It's always good when something escalates and
that's
the stakes
true.
Raise.
That's
I like
true.
That. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to continue in the way that you're thinking it's going to continue.
Oh, no, definitely not. He's going to be a good guy, obviously. He's a Juo.
Well, he's going
like...
to be a good guy eventually, but the whole idea in all the press releases that they gave for him and everything is that he's going to be the strongest...
Strongest dark hero.
The strongest dark hero for the longest.
Ooh, strongest for the longest. That was my nickname in high school.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, now you got me, yeah.
Your nickname in high school was Skidmark.
Oh, I guess it's better than Jeff's nickname in high school, which was Shrinky Dink, but...
Well, there's an interesting story about
I don't
want to
hear
that nickname.
It. Let's move on.
It involves a pool.
Oh. Well, if he's going to be... I didn't hear that he was going to be...
I might be pulling that right out of my ass.
You might be pulling that right out of your... But I hope you're not. I want him to be around for a while.
How do you become a good guy after that? Where you're like horribly, you like three souls are ripped out of living beings and put inside of you, and then you're just like, ah, sing and dance with me after the fucking episode ends.
I want him to be in the, you know, where they're like, oh, the box was red. I want him to be there in the background, yeah. Like, yeah. Before he becomes a good guy, I want him to be there.
When it's the black box, he goes, Kudo!
Now get me out of here.
He's like a huge dick, too. I'm sure you love him. Because he like humiliates them, too. He doesn't just fight them. He's on a whole different level.
He makes fools out of them in 5v1.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
He straight up says, like, it's just like taking candy from a baby, which is fine by me.
Which, by the way, is fine by me. I also love in this episode the solution to the card problem. If two people with the same card on their head meet, they fall unconscious, but you can't see your own card. That's
they get electrocuted.
Yeah. So everyone's like, what do we do? And Mario's like, I got a fucking idea. And he just scribbles on the card with a marker and it changes the symbol.
Why do they have to mark on their face, too?
Yamato
and Sayla did that.
I don't know, but Yamato's looked awesome. He was putting war paint on.
It did. Sayla's didn't.
Sayla just drew a line down her nose like, that was gonna work.
Sayla's still very pretty, though.
Even with a marker on her nose.
Even with a marker. She can survive the most ugly mark in the world.
That's the test.
Yeah, the whole focus of this episode is Juo the World. Like, Trumpus doesn't fucking matter.
Trumpus is just there as the... He's the A-plot. He's more the B-plot. Yeah.
And he is the B-plot, but his plot was pretty cool. The fact that they solved it using such an obvious way, and it's Mario, of all people, who figures it out.
It's nice. They have little creative solutions without just, like, punching him and turning into a robot.
And
I love
when it happened, I was like, wow, that was so simple. And then when Trumpus sees it, he gets mad because it's so simple.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, that's so obvious. Did you notice that this week both Juojir and Kamen Rider features people drawing on their faces with markers?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The Japanese find that very funny.
I guess so. That's crazy.
And again, Juo the World shows up in the last 5 minutes of the episode.
Except I like him. He's not a stupid robot with no personality.
He's not a dumb Ganmiser played by a guy who gets zero screen time otherwise.
Yeah. Probably paid in water.
Adele does look kind of sick. He's got that Shinkin Red look about him, you know what I'm saying?
Toei's been cutting out the middleman lately. They just give you some jugs full of water now.
It's so strange how Juojir is obviously marketed towards small children.
Yeah, but
like,
it's so much
better. There's a dance segment after the fucking credits.
Yeah.
There's like a guess which color box the picture of a pretty animal is in.
Yeah.
It's meant for tiny children. But it has so much more real characterization and real stakes than Ghost does.
It's definitely a show for kids, but it is such a well-made show for kids. I love when kids media actually tries. It's
like, here's
so nice.
Here's a question for you, Liam. What is Adele's goal?
To turn the human world into the Gamma world.
Did he say that?
Well, he said he was gonna realize his father's dream of a utopia.
Mm.
So I think he's gonna do that. I'm like 90% certain. The real question is, what is his motivation?
What is Genesis' goal? What is Genesis' goal?
He wants to fucking fuck with all of humanity.
Yeah. He wants to fuck over humanity because it's fun. He has a good time. At least it's clear cut. You understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's simple, but at least he doesn't just want to take over the world.
Yeah, it's not like the Ganma's real goal, I guess, is to take over the human world and turn it into a Ganma World 2, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's not like a real goal.
It's not a very personal goal.
There's no motivation.
Yeah.
And it's not even like their motivation is mysterious or anything. They just don't have one.
That's it. You already know it. There's nothing else. There's no other mystery.
Genesis' motivation is to fucking have a party and ruin everybody else's day.
He sees humans as like ants, and he's got a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
That's his thing. That's fine. I like
his magnifying glass is really big-faced puppet monsters, though.
really, really silly rubber, foam rubber outfits.
I absolutely love the way that Trumpus's mouth moved.
Yeah.
Like a shovel falling down and moving out.
They're trying real hard with moving mouths. They're really being really good about that.
Yeah.
This year.
It depends on how far the camera is away from the character, though. Like, sometimes Genesis's mouth doesn't move at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it's up close, it moves every third word or something.
Yeah.
But I love Juojir, man.
I like Juojir so much.
Like, it turned out to be a Sayla episode as well.
Yeah, because she meets a little boy who reminds her of her brother. I like that Sayla's consistently remembering her family.
Yeah, she's very focused on her family.
She's a family-oriented gal.
And you get, like, a weird flashback where two people with shark heads act like a happy familial unit.
Ties an onion around a shark head boy.
Which I'm sure makes sense in Japan.
I'm sure there's some sort of Japanese folk remedy tying an onion around your neck or something.
Maybe.
Maybe it works. Who knows?
Maybe, but...
Probably not.
The characters are very consistent.
Yeah.
They don't just become a goofy gag about getting your face retinal in for 5 seconds for no reason.
Yeah.
It's already in the character's nature to do gags like that.
Yeah. They have something like that, but that's not it. That's not all there is to it.
No.
It's tied into the plot, and it's a little bit clever because of that.
Every character has a consistent personality and motivation.
Exactly. And that's why it's so fun to watch them every week, dealing with new situations.
New situations arising, it's not exciting if characters' personalities change dramatically depending on the situation.
Or if they just have none.
Exactly. Like, if... It's like... Characters become goofy as fuck when silly stuff happens, regardless of how serious the character is.
Yeah.
Imagine if, since I have to talk about Dragon Ball once per podcast, at least.
Also in the contract, yeah.
Imagine if during the little arc where Goku and Piccolo go to get their driver's license, Piccolo suddenly becomes a big goofy goober. Because things are happening.
It just wouldn't work, because that's not Piccolo.
The funny thing about it is he's completely straight-laced while all this silly shit is happening to him.
He's the straight man.
And Ghost doesn't have a straight man.
Ghost has... I was going to say Alan, but even he wears an octopus hat and eats takoyaki in this episode. He's a mountain of takoyaki.
Exactly.
Makoto has a really weird incestuous fantasy.
That was so weird.
I've been thinking about that nonstop this entire time. I cannot get over that weird shit.
I can't imagine in any situation where that would be normal and not point to him wanting to have sex with his own sister.
Like, can you imagine if they wake up and Kanon's like, oh, what'd you guys do in the dream world? And fucking Takeru's like, oh yeah, Makoto had a dream about you wearing a sexy stewardess outfit. And then he's like, see ya, and just left them alone. And she would, like, give him this look like she was never going to look at him the same again.
Oh, my God.
Probably never going to look at his eyes again.
I don't know. You were writing the beginning of a fan dojin right there, but it veered off.
She's going to move out of the ghost temple and probably just never talk to him again.
She just leaves the show after that. That's how they're going to write her out.
She's going to make I got a job or something. I gotta
travel the world with QB and that other guy. So.
I got a fucking restraining order against Makoto. Bye. She's gone.
You're not allowed to come within 500 yards of me.
They gotta stay on opposite sides of the temple.
It's so fucking weird.
It's so weird.
It's like, I don't know. If that wasn't his actual sister, I guess I could understand it.
If it was like Haruka with his, like, not sister, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's his blood sister.
Yeah, that's really trying. Up. Like, Haruka and his not sister, they make every possible effort to point out that that's not his actual sister every time she's on screen.
Who's that kid? Oh, that's the director's daughter who I live with.
That's my adoptive mother's daughter.
That's my adoptive father's wife's sister's sister's daughter. Not my sister.
So it's okay. What's okay, Haruka? Nothing. Nothing.
It's okay if I think about her in a stewardess outfit.
It's okay if I think about her as a sexy cowboy with a mustache.
Oh, God. She was a pirate, too.
What the fuck?
I wonder if we're going to see Haruka's sister dressed as a pirate.
I don't know. Maybe that's a fetish in Japan we just don't know about.
Pirates?
Yeah.
That's not a bad one, actually.
Even with the mustaches, huh?
Maybe no mustaches.
Maybe. Maybe no mustache.
Maybe no. We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
We haven't talked about Juodra for like 5 minutes, so let's...
let's move on to Amazon.
Let's talk about Amazons. This week we watched Amazon's episode 9.
See how long we can stay off of incest and talk about Amazons.
We watched Amazon's episode 9. I don't remember the title. I found out that the titles go in sequential order, like letter order. Is it
Amazons, and then Beasts Within, and then Colony of Ants, and Dire Kill.
Can you make it? Can you make it to 9?
No, those are the only 4.
I was going to be real impressed.
But I know they go A, B, C, D, etc.
In this episode, an antagonist shows up in the last 5 minutes.
I'm seeing a trend here this week. I loved this episode. I adored this episode.
I
absolutely
love this episode a lot.
I didn't like the last episode very much. I fucking loved it, this one.
I didn't have much problem with the last one, but I fucking loved this one.
There's an actual moral quandary that I thought about for a few minutes after I closed it.
Oh, man. I don't know if I really... I didn't think that hard about it.
It's... Okay, so they go to a Ganma... Or, they go to a Ganma
restaurant.
They go
to a Ganma restaurant.
They go to an Amazon restaurant where people who are Amazons go there and they eat human meat because they think it'll help, it helps stave off the hunger so they don't run around murdering people.
Yeah, they don't awaken and become horrible rubber monsters.
And so they find it and they're like, well, we gotta kill them because they're Amazons, but like, they're doing their best just to live as normal people. And they're not hurt. Like, they're nice people, too. They're they sit down, like, oh, you're an Amazon, too? Yeah, let's have a talk. Let's eat together.
The chef is murdering people.
The chef is a killer. Definitely a killer.
He's murdering people, and these people are... They're not murdering people, but they're accomplices.
They're doing what they have to.
They're horrible monster people.
They're really nice, though.
They're nice, but monsters can be nice, but while they're sitting there, like, shoving human meat into their face, I can't think they're that nice.
Is it their fault, though?
You don't know how they ended up being
that's
the experimental
actually,
one. We don't know that
yet. I'm gonna have to find out. If they didn't know what was gonna happen, or if they got kidnapped or something, I would be very sympathetic towards them.
I would be sympathetic as well. I thought it was fucked up that they just straight up murdered them.
Oh, yeah, they melted them!
They fucking melted them with the drones.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Yeah, they're all dead as fuck.
That was incredible.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
I forgot about that melting stuff for a second. I thought it was going to be like, they called it gas. I was like, oh, they're going to knock them out and drag them so they can study. No, they just fucking melt. They just melt these people.
At the beginning of the series, wasn't the director like, we need to get these test subjects back? And now they're just straight up wiping them the fuck out.
Well, if it's recovery or if it's kill or nothing, you gotta kill.
I guess that's true. Although they could have been recovered.
Probably could have been recovered if Haruka wasn't being such a bitch.
Yeah, he was a huge bitch in this episode.
That's another thing that made me kind of feel bad for them was the melting scene. Because that's what I was talking about. I want to see Amazons die in their human form. I want to get that moral quandary.
Dude,
and
that
we get to see
that. So fucking violent. They were all screaming and melting.
You hear the sizzling when the acid hits their flesh, and they're like, oh my god, please! Ah.
It was so
I
bad.
Loved it.
Of course you did.
I should probably see a therapist or something.
Liam got a boner.
No, it was exactly what I wanted to see out of Amazon.
I'm sure it was.
Don't make this any weirder than it already is.
At least you didn't see your sister.
At least I don't dream about my non-existent sister.
It was a great episode, and I guess I understood where Haruka was coming from. Because he's an Amazon, and they're trying as hard as they can not to kill people. The crab man is the one who killed the people.
Yeah, the crab man deserves to die, totally. The other people are just kind of working. But, like, Haruka's an Amazon. Haruka knows Amazons that are fighting it and are doing their best and are good people, genuinely good people. He knows Mamoru, and he's like, so he meets these other Amazons that seem like genuinely good people, and he wants to help them out. He wants to think that maybe, he wants to believe in his heart that maybe they can
It's consistent with his character, because he specifically says that he'll protect anyone, human or Amazon, that deserves it.
Yeah.
He said that when he was talking to the director, giving his big speech a couple episodes ago.
I don't know if this was mentioned a while ago, but doesn't Jin's girlfriend make a soup that has the proteins that you need without killing people?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she just give... I guess Jin and his girlfriend are both assholes, but like, can you imagine if the crab chef knew about that and he'd be like, oh god, I don't have to lure people here anymore. I can just make this.
Well, the thing is, Jin kills a chicken and then she makes the soup out of chicken parts right there.
So it's chicken.
So it's
poultry
fresh.
Is the solution. Oh,
it has to be like bloody and fresh
so
to simulate it.
Put some chicken farms in your Amazon.
Also, I'm pretty sure that the belt has something to do with it as well, because Haruka isn't eating that soup.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Then again, that doesn't explain Mamoru.
Haruka's got the Gigi armlet that's keeping him in line. Mamoru just has strength of will. I think
Mamoru
he's,
has
he's
a
so
Gigi
stupid.
Armlet.
What's his name was turning into the dragonfly. He was like, oh, I thought I could control it like Mamoru does. I thought I could keep it under control
Maybe.
Like he does.
Speaking of the guy who turned into the dragonfly.
Oh.
The guy, he ate one of the team members whose name escapes
he
me. He like
Jun.
Ate him up. And what?
Jun was the guy that got eaten.
Jun, yeah. He ate him up and he died. But he fucking shows up in this episode alive and well. And he's fucking Amazon Sigma.
I don't know if I like there being a third Amazon. I don't know if I like that.
Three is the magic number, it seems like.
I guess so. I'll have to see what he's like. I wouldn't mind if it was like this super badass here to shake shit up. He can beat Jin, he's his new threat. That's fine.
I think the point is that it's like three sides of a conflict, where all three sides have a different goal, but a different purpose for that goal. Like, Haruka's, for now, it doesn't seem like past the next episode, is part of the extermination team.
Mm-hmm.
Jin is on his own side, where him and his lady friend, and Sigma looks like he's going to be working directly for the chairman in Tachibana.
He's a company man, yeah.
Yeah. Even though he's like brainwashed or something, because he doesn't recognize Mamoru next episode.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what his deal is. I really hope he's not brainwashed. Maybe he's... I don't know. They brought him back from the dead somehow. Maybe there's some Amazon cell magic that can bring you back. Who knows?
He doesn't seem like the same guy at all, though, is the thing.
Yeah,
like, he talks about defeating Jin in 5 moves, and he's, like, really cocky about it and stuff, and Jun wasn't like that.
Yeah, that's true. There's a scene I didn't like. He's like, I'll beat you in 5 moves, and then every time he does a move... It shows a chess move. It's just like chess. You beat him in 5 moves. You get it? You got all that? He's like, it's like chess.
Yeah.
Thanks, asshole.
That didn't bother me.
I didn't like that. I thought it was so cheesy.
What bothered me about it, cheesy, that's probably the correct way to put it. That's what bothered me about it, is that it was so Kamen Rider TV show.
Yeah.
It wasn't Amazon's-like. It belonged in, like, the TV show.
Yeah, I can picture that, yeah.
That kind of, like, personality that's almost completely one-dimensionally based on something. Like,
yeah.
Chess, for instance.
Chess metaphors.
Mm. Yeah. That happens all the time in Kamen Rider, where there's a character that's not going to be around for too long, and their entire personality is based around one facet. Like,
yeah.
Igor, for instance.
Igor. I thought Igor wasn't going to be around for long, but oh boy, he's still
yeah.
here.
It's great to have a completely one-dimensional character around for as long as possible.
How many episodes? Let's break for a second. How many episodes has Igor been in this show?
All right.
Oh my god, his first appearance is episode 16. That was so long ago.
Jesus Christ.
It's been almost 20 episodes of this guy.
Oh my god.
He's never going away.
He might be the final villain at this
no.
rate.
No. Fuck you. Suck my ass. He better not be.
Oh. Fuck
he
you,
better
Liam.
Not be. No. Fuck Toei.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Igor is so shit. Anyway, we're not talking about Igor. We're talking about Amazons.
Amazons. Amazon Sigma, I don't know if I like him. I'll have
to
wait a
little
longer.
I don't know if I like that he's just a recolored version of Haruka before he got the belt.
But his mouth moves. His mouth
it's,
moves
so
up
So did Haruka's.
Did it? I don't remember.
Yeah, remember he had, like, the square jaw that was open?
I remember he
moved.
Had the open mouth, but I don't remember it moving
it
up
moved
and down.
When he yelled.
Okay. I like the moving mouth. He goes... Rum, rum, rum.
I just... He should have his own design.
Yeah, maybe he is gonna die in, like, 2 episodes, and that's why they didn't give a fuck.
Maybe he'll evolve. What? That's a question I had. When Haruka transforms, he says, like... He turns the thing, and it says, Omega... And then it says evolution.
Is that what it's saying? I can never hear what it's saying because there's so many sound effects.
It doesn't say that in any other episode that I remember.
Does it say evolution in this episode?
Yeah, it has a subtitle even. It says evolution.
Well, I'll be fucking damned.
What the fuck does that mean? Why did that happen?
I don't know, he's evolving.
He's not evolving enough to beat the shit out of the crab man well.
He's evolving a little bit. He's got one new spike.
Yeah. It's a little bit by bit. I thought that violent punish or violent break.
Violent break, I don't remember.
Was it violent break this time?
It was break, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah, well.
Like, it seemed too quick to kill a monster. So I'm sure a monster that looks exactly like him is going to show up in the next few episodes.
I think it was just that the crab monster himself wasn't really the point of the episode as much as the other Amazons were.
No, I'm just saying they put effort into making the suit.
Yeah, so there's going to be really another complex suit.
There's going to be another one of his type soon, I bet.
He looks like he had the same, you know, the spider Amazon had that weird little, like, fuzzy cape?
Yeah.
He looked like he had kind of like a fuzzy cape. Maybe it was a
Yeah, it looks like a kitbashed version of the spider. Like, they just took bits and pieces of shit and slammed it together.
Yeah, yeah, stuck some new crab legs on there or something. Who knows?
Who knows? That's very Toei, though. Reusing bits and pieces of something.
That is extremely Toei. I'm surprised they didn't spray it with gold paint.
That's gonna happen. There's going to be a gold Amazon at some point.
Gold Amazon. The money Amazon.
I like this episode a lot, though. Like, the cannibals were legit creepy as fuck. But you still felt for them by the end.
That's the weird thing, is when you first meet them, they're very creepy. They, like, stare at you and they don't say anything. But when they find out that you're a fellow Amazon, they're like, hey, this is great. Let's eat some fucking human meat burgers.
Yeah, they had, like, a meat patty with ketchup on it and a little bit of, like, lettuce beside it.
Yeah.
I was like, is this supposed to look like fine dining to me? I'm supposed to... Also, like, it's the whole time they were eating it, I was just kind of like, ugh.
Ugh, it's people.
Ugh, that's probably a foot.
What if the poor bastard who gets the ass has to eat a butt?
Hey, that's where most of the good meat on animals comes from, is the ass, well, so... Mm.
I'd rather not know than I'm eating a butt.
Well, you're not eating, like, a butthole. You're eating butt meat.
What if there's a poor guy who has to eat a ground-up butthole and he doesn't even know it?
Well, it is ground meat for a reason, I guess. Most of the ground beef you eat is probably, like, fucking cow butthole.
That's true. That's what they give to the newest Amazon. The newest guy, he gets the butthole. That's the initiation.
That's all we got left.
Sorry, kid.
Sorry we didn't cook it.
I like the moral quandary a lot in this episode. I love it.
Amazon's is tackling some heady issues.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really expect from a modern Kamen Rider production.
Yeah, really.
There are exceptions.
There are always exceptions to everything. Amazon's is an exception in a lot of ways to many things.
That's very true.
It's a real black sheep. It's a cool show.
Abso-fruitly.
You want to talk about some emails?
Yeah, we got some questions this time through email and Twitter.
So All right, tell me.
Let's do Twitter first, since they're hot off the presses. Our first question is from @RiderKicks.
Okay.
And they say, if you could be any rider as yourself with the belt, who would it be? What rider power would you want, Liam?
I think we've answered this one.
We probably have, but that was probably like 80 episodes ago.
Let's answer it again. I want a Zector.
You know, I want a Zector too.
Next email.
I would like to attack Zector.
Clocking up, it looks like the coolest shit imaginable.
It really does.
I would love to. And just the suits are so cool, and you got the masked mode and the armored mode.
What Zector would you want? Because I would definitely be caught between Gatak and Zabi.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I like Drakes a lot. I like Gatak's a lot. I don't know. If I had to fight worms, I would get the guns, so I would never have to go near them. I would take Drakes.
You would take Drake?
I would hide behind things and not go Gatak close to the disgusting. Guns. That's true. He's got guns, but he's the gun guy.
That's true. He's gun all the time.
He's all guns.
Gatak is only gun when he's in his armored form.
And he's got hedge clippers.
Yeah, he's got calipers. The Gatak calipers.
Yeah, they're ridiculous looking things.
I fucking love them.
They look cool when he's using them separately, and then when he puts them together into... No,
the Rider scissors is awesome.
I hate them.
I love the Rider scissors.
Mm.
See, I should get Gatak if anybody does, because I love all of
them. Because you are the Gatak fan, number one.
I guess. I'd also love to have a Lost Driver and a Joker memory.
Oh, yeah.
So I could be Kamen Rider Joker.
I would take an Advent deck if it didn't mean sacrificing your humanity and forcing yourself to kill a bunch of other people.
Also, you can only transform inside of a mirror.
That's true.
Until about halfway through the series.
You can transform inside the mirror, and you can stay there for any period of time between 30 seconds and 2 hours, depending on when the plot demands you to leave.
There are so many rider systems that I would love to use. There are some that I wouldn't, namely the ones that turn you into a horrible monster.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to be a cyborg, that's for sure.
I would want to be a cyborg.
I wouldn't want to be black. I wouldn't want to be a terrible grasshopper mutant.
Maybe not that. I would be a regular cyborg, though, like a classic Kamen Rider.
You give all that shit up. Yeah. You turn your dick into a nuclear reactor.
Ladies love the nuclear dick.
No one escapes it.
It's one wild ride.
She goes into that bedroom with you. She ain't coming out.
I'm Kamen Rider, though. Fuck it. There's a nuclear reactor in the crotch area. You might still have a dick.
Maybe. Nobody,
just,
I guess Takeshi
Hongo. It's probably a bad idea to get near it, though.
Hongo never took his pants off or anything, so.
No. The only rider that took his pants off was Blade.
I think he probably... Melon Man took his pants off. He had a butt shower scene. We saw his butt.
Oh, yeah. Remember also, that? The guy who played Drake took his pants off.
Because
he played V3 in the next, and there's a butt shower scene.
Yeah. Don't remember me the next.
I won't remember you the next.
Don't ever remember me that movie.
Our next question.
Okay.
Is from at Ginga Herb.
Okay.
Or Ginga Herb.
Ginga Herb.
It says, how do you feel about the need for every rider to have a gimmick? Do you personally like rider more or less without them? Liam?
I don't care if rider has a gimmick or
well,
not.
Well, thanks for writing in.
No, I think a gimmick is a fun extra thing. A gimmick is, you should have a good story, good characters, and, oh, look, they got fruits on their heads. But that's, like, that's it. It's an extra, it's a visual flair.
Here's the thing, though. In my experience, the stronger the gimmick, the less interesting the series is.
Well, that's all in the realm of theory.
It is a theory.
That's an untested theory. I think we should wait a few more seasons before confirming this.
13 isn't enough.
Well, hang on. I've seen shows with great gimmicks that were great.
Correlation is not causation.
Correlation is not causation. We're looking at that right now. We're looking at something like that right now. But I'd wait like two more seasons before we finally can say like, okay, there's definitely a pattern here.
Yeah.
Two is a coincidence. Three is a pattern.
It's just. Even before that, though, like, the stronger the gimmick, the less interesting the series seemed to be. Like, the less effort is put into the characterization and the storyline.
That's true.
In places. Sometimes not so much.
I mean, ideally, you have a cool gimmick and cool characters, but I'd rather have something like Amazon that has pretty much no gimmick and great plot and characters versus something like Ghost, which has a really cool gimmick and shitty everything else.
See, that was the point I was trying to make. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a series that had, like, a really weak gimmick to it that didn't have really good characterization and at least a serviceable moving plot.
Yeah.
There have been exceptions to the more gimmick, the less plot, less characterization thing, but I haven't really seen any exceptions to the less gimmick, the more plot and characters thing.
Speaking of gimmicks, did you see Juo Whale?
No.
Guess who's gonna get that form?
Yamato?
Yep.
Yamato gets all of them.
why would you give whale to Yamato?
Yamato gets all the other forms. Like, the others can only use their own Juo soul to transform. He uses other Juums.
Yeah, I guess he steals them just like the world does.
Yeah, it has to be a human being in order to channel more than one Juman power.
I guess I wish the others could have it, though.
I wish
they could share Juman powers. Anyways... Yeah, gimmicks are cool. I love gimmicks. I love them, but I could do without them.
I like gimmicks, dressing. Okay. I think that you can do a lot with a gimmick.
Yeah.
If you play off of it in a really interesting way. Or you can have a gimmick that's just there as, like, background. You don't have to bring attention to it.
I like a gimmick as, like wallpaper. It doesn't get in the way. It's just, look, it just happens to be fruits.
Like, Blade... That's it. Blade had, like, a... playing card gimmick, and besides the names of things and the fact that, like, you used cards in your deck, nobody even drew attention to the cards or anything. Nobody called out the name of a card when they used it.
Yeah, it's just a visual flair that looks neat. It gives the series its own style, which I like.
So maybe that answers your question.
Maybe, I don't know.
Our next,
what superheroes you like?
Somebody actually wrote in and told us that we should talk more about superheroes, because they just like talking about superheroes.
I like the Punisher.
Our next question is from Dewey Defeats Truman.
Okay.
He says, something I've noticed over the years is that Kamen Rider really likes killing a main character near the end of the series. My question is twofold. Firstly, who do you think is going to bite the dust around, like, episode 45 or so? And secondly, how the fuck does Toei expect us to take their death seriously? They've killed Takeru 3 goddamn times in this series, and they didn't even bother coming up with an excuse with the most recent one. Death is literally meaningless in the world of Kamen Rider Ghost.
Yep.
Who do you think they're going
to... Necrom. It's going to be Necrom.
They're going to pull a Chaser completely with him, like, beginning to end?
They're not going to kill Makoto. I know for a fact they're not going to kill Makoto.
What makes you so sure they're not going to kill Makoto?
They already killed him.
So?
When
did that stop them from killing Takeru again?
Okay, yeah, I guess in my brain I'm thinking they're not going to kill Makoto because that would just be stupid and horrible, but then that never stopped Ghost before.
No, it didn't.
I expect Necrom, though. I expect Necrom to get killed, sacrifice himself.
It's a chaser thing.
Maybe that's just...
When Makoto first showed up, he was a very interesting character, and then he got completely and totally overshadowed after his first arc was over by Alan, which is the exact same thing that happened to Mach.
Yeah.
And then they killed Chaser.
At least
Mach
did shit.
So they're gonna kill Alan.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe not exactly, but... Ghosts follows, like, at least early on, it followed a lot of the story beats of Drive. Like, it had the whole SCU, except shitty. It never got good. Oh, well.
So, I'm gonna probably have to agree with that. They might pull the old switcheroo and kill Makoto again, but who cares?
Maybe they'll kill...
Hopefully they kill Igor.
Hopefully they kill Narita and he can get out pure.
He's the only one untainted by the writers of the series.
They destroyed Shibuya. He was my favorite, and they wrecked him.
Shibuya is still my favorite. Because he has glasses, just like me.
Oh, that makes him relatable.
We both choose Necrom.
I'm going to say Necrom.
Our next question is from Alfie.
Okay.
Alfie says, thank you for answering my last question. Love the podcast and keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Question. With the Chase movie out, what side character or non-main writer character deserves a spinoff movie?
Oh.
What you got, buddy? Who you think?
Oh my god. Anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody from history.
From Kamen Rider.
Anybody from Kamen Rider.
George Washington deserves his own spinoff.
George, let's watch Kamen Rider Ghost Gaiden George Washington.
I'd watch it. They would literally just play like a PBS documentary about the life of George Washington.
They would do George Washington and get all the details wrong.
George Washington swam across the Delaware.
He swam across the Delaware. He murdered a bunch of children on Christmas. He was a British general who fought the Americans, and he was also a pirate.
You know how, like, Americans have a story that's probably not true that aggrandizes, like, every fictional, like, non-fictional yep. historical figure?
Yeah.
I know one about George Washington.
Oh, let me know.
That I'll what share. I'll share it with you right now.
Let's have a history lesson.
There's
a,
the, history with his, 16 quotation marks around it. There's a story about George Washington was camped with his men on, you know, the side of the Delaware during the winter,
mm-hmm.
before they crossed over and everything, and he was giving orders to the men. You know, they're just militia men for the most part. And one of them throws his gun down and says, "We're going to follow this crazy man. It's freezing. We're all going to die." And he says, I could lead us better using my ass as a compass or something. I'm trying to liven the story up a bit. And Washington says, "You think you're a strong enough man to lead this outfit?" And he says, "Yeah, I do." And George Washington was actually a fairly accomplished Greco-Roman grappler
in his youth.
So he challenged the guy to a wrestling match in the snow in front of everybody. And he pinned him in one move. And then he looked to the rest of the unit and said, "Does anybody else want to be general today?"
You know, I could believe some version of that story happened. Weirder shit's gone on in history.
I'm sure. I just love all the stories we have about presidents. Like, after, like, 50 years, a president becomes, like, immortalized in these ridiculous stories that absolutely never happened.
Yeah, Washington got it the worst, for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a story, since I'm on a fucking tangent anyway.
Let's talk about U.S. presidents,
that's
and
not
then we'll
even,
talk about superheroes.
It's not even, like, a ridiculous story. It absolutely happened. I believe it 100%.
Okay.
We had a president who wasn't known for much. His name's Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, I've heard that name.
And Coolidge was mostly known for being a man of few words. His mm-hmm. speeches were very short, and he never answered more than one or two questions in interviews.
Okay.
So there was this debutante, this woman who was the wife of a fairly wealthy Washington, D.C., like, businessman. And they were invited to a White House party, or like a Capitol Hill party or whatever. And while they were at the home of Calvin Coolidge during this party, she bet her husband that she could get Calvin Coolidge to say more than two words to her. And he bet her a summer home that she wouldn't be able to do it. So she made a beeline to Calvin Coolidge, got right up in his face, said, told him everything. Said, "You know, I get a summer home if I can get you to say more than two words, Mr. President."
Oh, shouldn't have told him.
And he looked her dead in the eyes and said, "You lose."
Coolidge. Which president was it? Was it Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, who would just disappear into the woods for like 6 months at a time and no one knew where he went?
Teddy Roosevelt, who, coincidentally enough, fucking hated being called Teddy. More than anything.
Yeah.
He wanted people to call him TR.
TR, yeah, I know about that.
But yeah, Teddy Roosevelt was a madman. It's really weird that we elected him president as a country, because he was fucking nuts.
Americans have a history of electing madmen as presidents.
No joke. But back to Kamen Rider.
I was going to launch into a history story, but then I realized we were on a Kamen Rider podcast.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Kamen Rider. Which Kamen Rider deserves a movie?
Oh, God, we didn't even answer the question, did we?
Kamen Rider Coolidge.
Kamen Rider Calvin Coolidge.
If he knew that he was being speaked about in this manner,
he'd say, "Shut up."
He'd say, just those two words,
that's
no
it.
More.
He wouldn't say anything else. What writer deserves a movie, Liam? Don't say Knight.
I'm not going to say Knight, but I am going to say Knight. I think Knight deserves a movie. I would watch a little...
I just vomited in my mouth.
I know. There's nothing you can do with Ryuki. There's nothing you can do with it that hasn't already, like, the story. You can't, there's no Knight Gaiden.
No.
Nothing like that you can really make.
Well, they do Drive Gaidens, and they all take place during the show because there's no enemies after the end of it.
The thing is, like, Drive is about a consistent battle against the monsters, right? And you can have smaller internal conflicts in there, but Ryuki, every smaller internal conflict is with an important character who you can't really kill off in a side movie? You know what they could have done? What could they have done?
They could have had the other 13 writers they didn't have in the fucking series come in side movies and be the main villain of a plot.
They did that in a movie. It was called 13 Riders. It was a piece of shit.
Why don't you fuck off? You know that's not what I mean.
I know. But they could have, like, had a Kamen Rider Verde or something be the villain of a little Knight side story. But even then, it's just, like, Knight's story is compelling because you see it through. I don't care about it as a side story. Like, I don't care about it as a little, like, background thing. I want it to be the main thing that is...
The main thing is the series, though. You've already seen that. This is for spinoff.
Yeah, I guess.
So who do you want to give a spinoff movie to?
Fucking Tackle. I want to see Kamen Rider Stronger Gaiden Tackle.
Electro-Wave Human Tackle.
Electro-Wave Human Tackle. She deserves more than
Tackle's
she got.
Tackle's actress is, like, ridiculously dead.
She's deader than disco.
Like, she's fucking just bones now.
I have great respect for her. She had asthma, and she still wanted to be a superhero, and that's why she has, you know that electrowave toss she does?
Yeah.
Where she just waves her arms? That's why she has that, is so she doesn't have to, like, tire herself out too bad in action scenes.
That's pretty cool.
Or else it would fuck up her asthma.
That's pretty neat.
Huh? I have great respect for her actress.
Yeah, I like Tackle a lot. I'd watch that movie. You'd have to get a new actress to do it, though.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't want it. That's the thing. Shit. You pick first. I can't pick one.
You know, it's a tough one because most, like, side movies that I would think of would take place after the end of a series. But most series are so wrapped up at the end, there's nothing left.
Yeah, well, you could always do Kiva.
Fuck off.
Kiva has a wealth of side stories to be told after the ending.
Kiva has an actual story to be told after the ending.
Yeah.
Joker, of course, you could... That's my answer last time, as a matter of fact. Now that I remember, it's the year when it's just Kamen Rider Joker. And he's cleaning up all the dopants and crime rings and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first answer. And I agree with it still to this day. And my second choice would be a Gattack movie
that has
side adventures of him during the series. Because really, he only becomes Gattack towards the end of the series. Like, maybe the halfway point.
Yeah, it's pretty late in the show when he gets the Exector.
So you don't get to see as much Gattack as I would like.
Yeah.
I would way prefer the Joker movie.
Joker's cool. Yeah. I would like a G3 movie, a murder mystery.
Shit, yeah.
Where there's five possible... This is like he's trying to catch a really weird unknown or something, and he's like, it's working with a human, and he doesn't know who, and there's be twists and turns, and a big final showdown where he doesn't have the suit and just a gun or something like that. Something cool. Just like a very cop drama-y murder mystery.
He has to wear the suit.
Okay, you get the suit, but like, there should be a part where he doesn't have the suit and has to... Like, he has a gun standoff with a bad guy.
He gets caught, like, he finds out that somebody's the unknown and, like, confronts them about it or whatever and thinks he can, like, bring him in or something. Or bring in the partner. He goes after the partner.
Yeah, unknowns can't disguise themselves as people.
Yeah, he goes after the partner, and then it turns out the unknown is there, and he didn't think that they were. So he has to use his gun to get out of the situation while they're driving the truck with his suit there as fast as they can.
Yeah, that's what I like about G3. He's like, oh my god, I'm being attacked by a tiger man. Like, okay, G-Trail is going to be there in about 15 minutes. ETA, 15 minutes. Just hold out.
Shit, hold up. We're caught in traffic on the turnpike. It's going to be another 15. Just hold on.
There's a multi-car pile-up a few meters ahead of us.
Just take the suit out and run with it. You'll get here faster. A G3 movie would be the tits.
I would love that.
If I could greenlight any movie to be made, it would be another Space Sheriff Gavon movie, starring the same cast. The entire same cast.
As many as you can.
Because the fact that didn't become a series is the greatest fucking tragedy in modern tokusatsu to me.
Like a TV show series, you mean?
Yeah, or like a series of movies.
Well, there were three movies. That's a series.
There was one movie, and then they released two movies at near the same time.
That's true.
DVD.
Yeah.
And they're all great. I love all three of them.
Yeah.
But it's like, they fleshed out the world of the Space Sheriff so well. and created this, like, seedy underbelly of, like, rubber suit monsters and bars.
Yeah, like, I did like that.
Doing, like, crime deals under the table. And I think the whole, like, Maku, Neo-Mato, like, the big space mafias is interesting, but I would love to see the space sheriffs trying to take down, like, a space drug ring, like in Cherylon.
Yeah.
Or, like, trying to bust up, like, human trafficking or something through space for
alien
slave labor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I would love it so much.
Ah, well.
What about if, like, Gavon and Cherylon have to go undercover?
Ooh.
And, like, act like they're Neo-Mato people or whatever to try to get to the bottom of a situation.
That'd be pretty sick.
Man, I'd love it.
I'd watch that. I really liked those three movies.
They were so good. This has nothing to do with this guy's, this person's question at all.
My favorite secondary writer, Space Sheriff Gavon.
Gavon's the first one, motherfucker. Actually,
I know.
None of the
it's
a bad joke. None of the space sheriffs are the secondaries.
Oh, well, my favorite secondary writer, Tammy. Remember Tammy?
Tammy's great. Tammy's great. Cherylon's sidekick was my waifu, though.
Cherylon? Cherylon was the one with all the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The one
yeah.
with the blood, fake blood splatters everywhere.
The one with the digital blood splatters all over the place. Yeah.
We also got an email. We got a couple emails that I'm not going to read on air because they're just, like, discussing stuff with us. I'll probably get back to you guys, like, textually at some point.
Okay.
But we got an email from Setterex who was agreeing with Liam that Amazon's 8 was bad and even went further that, like, he hated it. It was shit.
Wow. It was a pretty bad episode, though.
I disagree. Although his main problem was the whole, like, you can't hurt him because he's a human segment that we both had problems with.
Yeah.
Although my problems were much smaller.
I was a much more reasonable person than Liam in this case.
We also got an email from James who told us that about his perfect crossover movie, which would be a Kamen Rider Gatak crossover with Kamen Rider Knuckle.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Where they had to fight an Overlord Worm hybrid because Coda's on his weird planet and Tendo is fucking off to Paris.
Tendo's climbing the Eiffel Tower. He can never come back. Like he ever would give a fuck.
No.
If anything happened back in Japan.
Also, Grydon and Kickhopper come back.
Tendo is busy trying to have sex with one of the main characters of Girls right now. And I don't think
that's actually Tendo. He's just using a different name for
it. Puts on a pseudonym and away he goes. He's got to lay low.
Has that started yet?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I watched one of the episodes.
Is he in it?
Oh, yeah, he's in it a lot.
Who does he play?
He plays a hapless Japanese dude. One of the characters is working in Japan for some reason.
Okay.
And he's, like, her hapless coworker. He wants to have sex with her really bad. And there's, like, a will-they-won't-they thing going on. Adam Driver was there.
Does she look really, really, really plain, like the rest of the cast?
She's got huge eyebrows.
Well, I guess that's something.
And Kylo Ren was there.
I heard that Kylo Ren was in that. Before he was Kylo Ren, even.
I can't believe we got to see Kylo Ren and Kamen Rider Kabuto in the same TV show.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's the weirdest shit ever.
That is weird. What is also weird is I can't imagine Tendo's actor playing a hapless, bumbling type.
Yeah, he plays like a nice, unassuming guy.
Maybe he's doing a Kagami impression.
He's doing his best Kagami impression.
It's so weird when, like, I saw the little preview thing for the next season of Girls so I could spot Tendo in it if I could. And all the girls in it look like ridiculously plain.
Yeah.
Like these shouldn't be actors. And Tendo is like the most beautiful man. Why does he want to have sex with any of these women?
I don't know.
I mean, Kylo Ren is in that show as an attractive man. Like that tells you the weird disparity going on here.
Kylo Ren is an attractive man.
He's so weird looking.
He is totally attractive.
He's so strange. I guess it's like Benedict Cumberbumber Snatch. Ladies love him, and he looks like a normal man who has the mumps.
I think, well, okay, I'll agree with you on Benedict. I think people are a little hard on Kylo Ren.
He's so strange looking. He looks like a schnauzer.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's got a real long face.
He looks like a slightly weirder young Harrison Ford.
No.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of resemblance.
With different hair.
There is a little bit of resemblance. He doesn't look like a slightly weird young Harrison Ford. He looks like if you took Harrison Ford's face and put it into the Mario 64 press start screen, and you just stretch that shit out.
I think he's pretty handsome.
Well, why don't you just fuck him?
I wish I could.
Well, I'm afraid you can't.
That's a shame.
Maybe one day. Maybe if Writer Club Radio really takes off.
Never say never. Maybe Kylo Ren's listening right now.
Maybe Kylo Ren met his co-star, Kamen Rider Kabuto, and decided to watch Kamen Rider afterwards. And now he loves
Which
Rider
would lead
Club
him
Radio.
Here. Oh, yeah. There's a 0.1% chance.
It could happen.
It totally could happen.
He might have just heard me say that he looks like a Mario 64 caricature.
Well, he's not listening anymore.
No, he shut that shit off real fast.
He's tearing up now. What did you do?
Well, I'm sorry, well, Kylo. What is his real name?
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sorry,
Kabuto's
Adam
real
Driver.
Name is Hiro Mizushima while we're doing this.
Okay.
I know them, I just choose not to use them.
What an asshole. I just call them that because I don't know their names. Who's the bigger asshole, really? It's tough to tell.
Me, always in the end, I guess.
That's the real question of Writer Club Radio. Which one is the bigger asshole?
That's the one question that will not be answered.
It's too difficult.
I can't figure it out.
So we've reached the end of Writer Club Radio.
You made it.
Thanks for tuning in. There is no villain that shows up in the last 5 minutes. We fucking tricked your dumb ass.
Yes, Tomas isn't here. I don't know.
We tricked your dumb ass. Thanks for tuning in. We love it when you listen to us ramble about Calvin Coolidge.
Thank you for putting
Whatever
up with
else.
This. Thank you. We have a Twitter that's at Rider Club Radio. We have an email that's riderclubradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a tweet. Send us an email. Follow us on email. You can ask us questions, and we'll retweet some good stuff, and
yeah,
sometimes there'll be a joke.
We do tweet some decent shit, anyway.
We try really hard.
Sometimes Liam makes a GIF that becomes, like, the most popular GIF that ever was.
Sometimes I make a good GIF. Sometimes I drunk tweet at 4 a.m. There's all kinds of experiences you can find on the Rider Club Radio Twitter.
We do retweet some awesome stuff as well. So
yeah,
follow us on Twitter, send us questions. We love questions. We really like to hear about what you have to say, even if it isn't a question. We won't read it on the air unless it's really, really ridiculously like, I must share this.
Send us your best tweets. Yeah. Only the toppest grade tweets.
Only the high grade tweets. Like the highest fresh cut Colombian tweets.
Imported from France. Colombian tweets imported from France.
Whatever. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
See you. He don't got it,